All right, amen. It's working. All right, how's everyone doing this morning? Good. All right, I'm trying to figure this out real quick. I'm just going to put it in my pocket. All right, here we go. Let's see here. Is this everyone? All the girls are missing. That's who I'm missing. Man, I was going to preach to the college girls today, too. I had all their sins planned out. Good night. All right, here we go. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Amen. The college guys don't do any wrong, so I don't have any sins to preach against for them. Amen. But here we go. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Verse 11, it says, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither, what does that word say?
Yield
ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but, what's that word? Yourselves unto God. Yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. All right, here we go. I want to talk about yielding yourself to God. And I was thinking about yielding yourself to God. Let's pray real quick. Heavenly Father, if you're new with us, Lord, give me the words to say. We love you, Lord. And God, help us to look upon our lives and see how we're yielding to you. And Lord, if we're not, I pray then just help us. We need you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, yielding yourself to God. I remember as a little kid, I think it was my 10th birthday. I was maybe it was my 8th, I'm not for sure. But I was able to go get myself a dog. All right, how many of y'all have a pet dog? All right, I had a pet dog. I got to go get it for my birthday. We went over to this person's house, and they had 3 dogs. The mom was a golden retriever all the way, full bred, and the dad was a mutt. And so all the dogs that came out of that litter, there's 3 of them. 2 of them looked like their dad, ugly, and 1 looked like the golden retriever. And that was the dog I picked. I picked the dog, and I said, man, I want to call this dog Lou, all right? It's a very original name. Not really. I got it off of a movie. But anyways, so I got Lou, and the thing that we like to do is, my parents said, you know what, our last dog, Chance, was really dumb, didn't listen to us at all. This time we're doing things right, and they said, we're going to go and get her trained. And so we went to PetSmart, and after school some days, we'd run home real quick, grab Lou, we'd pick her up from the house, we'd grab something to eat, and we'd run all the way back into town to go to PetSmart. And so we'd sit in there at PetSmart, and they have, how many of y'all have ever seen PetSmart in their training center? Then, oh, really? You guys need to get out more, hang out at PetSmart, all right? Tap on the kitten's glass, you know? But here we go. They have this little section in PetSmart. It has these little walls, and they'll, like, block off the rest of the crowd, and they'll have these little walls up and little chairs on the outside and all these dogs in there, and they go to class just like y'all go to class, and the dogs get sitting there, and they get graded just like you get graded. They fail. Lou didn't fail. She was like me. She got straight A's all the way through, you know? And we sit there, and we had to teach our dog how to sit, how to lay, how to stay, how to obey, what not to do. Like if she used the restroom on the carpet, we learned how to train her not to do that. If the dog got mad at us and snipped at us, we learned not to, this class taught us not to go, dumb dog, psh! You know, it taught us the right way how to train the dog. So the trained dog ended up loving you and obeying you just by a simple word or a hand motion. And so we'd sit there, but there was one thing they did not teach us. It was how to yield, all right? I don't know, when I think of the word yield, I always think about walking my dog. So, yielding to God, slowing yourself, basically you're giving in to God. You know, a lot of times we'll yield unto the flesh. We'll yield unto sin. A lot more you say, what does that mean? When sin comes around, you say, no, I'm not going to sin, all right? Right now you say, I'm not going to smoke, I'm not going to drink, but one day you're going to come under that temptation, and it'll depend then on what you yield to. Maybe you'll say, man, all the cool kids are doing it. Man, I'm here at work. My parents will never know. And as you get older, you get into college, and you say, man, I'm away from my parents. I'm away from everyone. No one will ever know, and you'll yield into temptation. But God doesn't want us to do that. It says there in verse 14, it says, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. God doesn't want us to yield and give in to sin. God wants us to yield ourselves unto righteousness. And you say, Brother Mike, How do I yield myself into righteousness? I'm glad you asked, all right? First off, you have to read these two books, Do-It-Yourself Encyclopedia, and I was joking. All right, so here we go. I'm going to use this table here. Can everyone see? I'm going to move this out of the way. I'm a pulpit. All right, I have these two books here, all right? These two books are going to be like cliffs, all right? What are the two books?
Cliffs.
Cliffs. All right, college students are paying attention. This paper is you. Do you know why? Because you're flat. It's blank, all right? Just like our minds, all right? No, this paper is you. What's the paper?
Us.
Good job. It's you. And what are these?
Cliffs.
Cliffs. All right. So sometimes your body is like this paper. You yield to things. Right now, it's not yielding to anything. Right now, I could put it on there, and it's doing pretty good. It's staying pretty flat. It's laying across those books in between it. It has yielded itself to nothing. There's nothing hard going on in its life. But one day, Snoopy comes along, all right? No, I'm a little drink. This is water inside. Not poisonous. Oh, no, here we go. But sometimes burdens will come along in our lives. Temptations will come. Sins will come. Maybe disobeying your parents. Maybe something as in your heart, you're not listening to your parents. Your parents say, go take out the trash. And inside you're like, I don't want to do this. You know, I was down that road a lot. And then temptations will come, and we'll sit there, and we'll crumble. We'll yield. Did the paper fight against the cup? Did it say, I'm going to hold against the cup, I'm going to hold it up? No, it didn't. All it did is like, I give up, I'm giving in, I'm yielding. I'm going to form to this little concave these two little books made, and it's just sitting there. And you know what? A lot of times we need to yield ourselves to God, and a lot of times we yield ourselves to sin, but we shouldn't. You say, how in the world can I not end up like this? You know what? This paper was almost useless, wouldn't you say? The paper's useless. You can't. If someone said, all right, the bridge from our house to this church is down, we're going to lay a whole bunch of paper across it. How many of y'all would be like, woo, we're going across? Or would you say, I'm finding another route? All right, if you're going across it, you deserve to go across it if you raised your hand. No. But you know what? The paper wouldn't hold up your car, would it? It wouldn't. So, number one, the way to yield yourself to God is by, number one, it's you need to yield yourself to God in salvation. Say, in salvation. And salvation. The Bible says, someone find me, 1 Corinthians 6:20. 1 Corinthians 6:20. First one to stand gets a can of pop at lunch, all right? Oh, I got Kathleen's attention. Oh, Andrew, you cheater. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God, your body and your spirit with your God.
Amen. For ye are bought with a price, all right? You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your spirit and in your body, which are whose? God's. All right, which are whose?
God's.
All right, this half is awake in these two. All right, here we go. So when you trust on your own, you're pretty weak, aren't you? The Bible says, remember when Paul, when he got saved, the Bible said, Paul, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. I was reading about how to train your dog how to yield since we didn't have that class. And I said, how do you train a dog to yield? And it said, at the big bottom, it said, a lot of pages says, warning, do not try if your dog has tried to bite you before. Because if you kick the dog, because what you do is you get the dog in front of you and you take shuttle little steps. And if the dog bumps you, you say, yield, or move, get out of the way. If the dog tries to jump on you, you say, yield, and the dog will stop trying to jump. But if the dog is known for biting you, don't try it. Because you'll start walking into it and you'll say, yield, and you'll go, ah! And it'll bite your leg. And then you kick, like, oh, you kick it. And after you kick it, because you got mad because it bit you, it'll bite you again. And then you go, ah, and you kind of slap it and it'll bite your hand. It said, warning, do not do this because the dog will bite you again if it's already bitten you before. You know what? A lot of us, it's hard, just like Paul. Paul, the Bible said, Paul, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And you know, a lot of times it's hard for us to take correction from God because we're not obeying him. We're not yielding to him. You know, when you're saved, Paul got saved, and he was no longer kicking against God. He was trusting in God. He said, you know what, God, I'm going to believe in you. God, I'm going to trust in you. And he said, I'm going to yield myself to you, God. I'm tired of kicking against these pricks. I'm tired of biting you. There was one time we fed my dog Lou a bone. We don't really give my dog a lot of treats, but we gave my dog a bone one time. And it was time. We didn't want her to eat too much because it was time for bed. And if she ate too much, she'd wake me up in the middle of the night because it smelled awful in my room, all right? And our dog would do that. And so it was my job to go take the bone away. And I went up to the dog. I reached up behind it. Ah! The dog bit me. He tried to bite me. And I said, "What?" And so my dad comes out of the room, and I kind of startled him too, because the dog sniffed at his son. So he goes, "What happened?" And I said, "The dog tried to bite me after taking away his bone." And so the dog's still sitting there. It's back, the hair on its back's up. It's like, "My bone," you know. My dad's like, "Nah, I got it." So my dad went up there once again, tried to take the bone away. And the dog goes, "Rah!" again. And you know what? My dad goes, "Oh, no, you don't." And grabbed the dog and like threw it. It was a small dog. But my dad threw it and said, took the bone. He was like, "This is my bone." You know what? You know what? God should not have to do that to us. Sometimes God will say, "I want you to obey your teacher." And you'll say, "No, I ain't obeying my teacher." Then all of a sudden, you got thrown across the hallway to Brother Daniel's office, and you're getting a spanking, and life's a lot rougher for you. Why? Because you didn't yield to God. You know what? You could have had fun, I don't know, at PE, you could have had fun in class, but instead, you're at Brother Daniel's office, not having so much fun. Do you think my dog enjoyed getting thrown around the house? No. Is that the right way to teach your dog to yield? No. Someone said yes. Who said yes? Oh my goodness. But no. You know what? When God's wrath comes down on you, it is not fun. When you get punished, how many enjoy your parents getting mad at you? No one does. Same way, we should enjoy God being happy with us. When we yield ourselves to God and say, "God, if you want me to obey today, I'm going to obey. God, if you want me to listen to my teacher today, I'm going to listen. God, if you said that the only way to heaven is by trusting in your name, I'm going to believe on you." You say, "But Brother Mike, I can get to heaven by myself." You know what? You're kicking against the pricks. God said there's only one way to get to heaven. You must be born again. And you're sitting there, and one day you're going to realize that you can't do things on your own. You know, one day you're going to sit there and realize that you're weak. And sometimes it might be too late. And trust in God. Yield yourself to God. Otherwise, you are not going to handle it. You say, "I can get through life fine." I've had a lot of people say, "I can get through life fine," and they'll get far. I mean, some of them have successful lives. Some of them have lots of money, have lots of cars. But you know what? There's one day they're going to stand before the throne of God. And it does not matter how much money you have. God will say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And you say, "But I was so strong in the world." Yeah, in the world, but not in God. You know what? You got to stand on God's promises. You got to stand in God's salvation. "For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your spirit and in your body." If you want to do what's right one day, if you want to be able to take on the devil and all of his fiery temptations, you got to yield yourself to God in salvation. All right, here we go. Number two. Yield yourself to God in service. Look at verse number 18 real quick. Romans chapter 6 and verse 18. It says, "Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness." I know a lot of times we'll get saved, and you know what we do? We live in sin. We'll say, "God, I yielded myself to you. I know I'm going to heaven when I die. But you know what? I'm not going to get up and read my Bible. I'm not going to pray. I'm not going to do what's right. I'm going to act different. I'm going to be different." I always love those people. When I grew up in high school, they're like, "I'm going to be different." And you're like, "Oh yeah, how's that?" And then like you see them 2 years later, and they got piercings all over their body, or they're wearing pants, and they're there. I'm like, "You're different from what? Everyone else is dressing like that." I mean, if you're a Christian, you're more different and minority than you are than the rest of the world. You know, you have those people that are like, "I'm going to be different." And so they go out and they say, "You know, I'm going to stop going to church. I'm going to start working on Sundays. I'm going to be different." You know what? So many times we try to be different, but we end up being the same. You know, there's Lou, my dog. She loves, dogs love to please people. How many of y'all love to please your mom and dad? How many of y'all love to please your teachers? All right. You're supposed to raise your hands. All right. Now, how many of y'all love to please God? You say, a lot of us will say, "Yeah, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, I'm yielding myself to God," but we won't yield in service. Yielding and giving our times and our talents to God. You know what? Do you do nice things for your mom and dad on their birthday? Do you do nice things for them? No, you don't know? Oh. Do you obey your parents? Yeah, there you go. All right, is that nice to them? Does that make them happy when you obey? It does, doesn't it? When you yield yourselves to your parents, you know what you're doing? You know what you're doing when you obey your parents? You're pleasing God. You're saying, God, I want you to mold me into a good Christian that you want me to be. Is this the same piece of paper I started with? Yeah, it is. But each and every day when you do what's right, you're pleasing God, you're yielding yourself to God, and you're obeying God. All right, here we go. A can of pop is still on the line for Andrew has one. 1 Corinthians 8:3. 1 Corinthians 8:3, go. 1 Corinthians 8:3. Trevor, you cheater, you were already there. You looked at my notes. All right, go ahead, Trevor. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. All right, how many of y'all would say, I love God? How many I've written in my Bible next to that verse, is it evident to others that I love God? Can someone look at you and say, man, he loves God, she loves God. Man, she's doing what's right. Man, there's no doubt that that person loves God. That person's always talking spiritual. You know, sometimes those people, I shouldn't be saying this as a preacher, sometimes those ultra-spiritual people, they'll get on our nerves. But you know why? It's because they're doing what's right. And our teachers, we'll call them teacher's pet. We'll say, oh, man. You know, I had Lou, and we would go to the dog park sometimes, and she'd play around. You know, other dogs would be fun to come up to me, but none of the other dogs obeyed me like Lou did. And you know what? Lou was my animal. I knew that Lou loved me, even though I wanted her to not bite me when I pick up her bone. There's a couple of times when Lou would run out of the house and I had to get ready for the day. And we didn't have a fence. A big tornado blew down our fence one day. One day blew our fence, so we had no fence. We still have no fence at our house. And we're sitting there, and we let Lou out the back door, and she would take off running. Which is fine. I'd give her 10 minutes. I would let her outside, and that's it. When I woke up in the morning, sometimes it was really cold outside. I'd let her outside, and I'd go pour myself a glass of bowl of milk, eat the bowl. And normally she was back by the time I was done finishing breakfast. 6:10, normally she was back, but sometimes she wasn't. So I'd have to get out the door and have to open up the door and have to yell. I'd go, Lou! And I would yell really, really loud. Too early for 6 o'clock in the morning, all right? And I'd yell really loud because I don't know. She ran out of the yard. She would go somewhere. I had no clue. And you know what? Sometimes she would not come back. And it was those times that she really irritated me. And I got to the point, because I would get spankings if I wasn't in the car by 7 o'clock to go to school. And so, you know what? I was like, this dog can freeze to death before I get spankings, all right? And you know what I would do? It'd be 7 o'clock, and we'd be pulling out of the driveway. Then Lou would be running down the road as we're pulling out. And my mom would go, why is Lou outside? I was like, she can freeze to death for all I care. She's like, son, you can't talk like that. It's your dog. I was like, that ain't my dog. She ain't listening to me. You know what? There were some other times where Lou would sit there, and we had rabbits around our place, and the rabbits would be hopping along. Little Bunny Foo Foo early in the morning would be hopping along our yard, eating our grass. And you know what? One day, the Lou would come up to the house, and Lou wasn't a hunter. She was a dumb dog. Anyways, Lou would come around the corner, and we would be sitting there, and I'd be picking up trash in the yard right before I mow or something like that. And Lou would see the rabbit. She would stop. And sometimes I would say, Lou, leave it. And she would obey me. I was like, yeah. Then other times she'd be like, rabbit. And I'd say, Lou, she'd take off. And I'm like, dumb dog. And rabbits don't run back to your own house. They run away. And so the rabbit's like, running away. My dog's like, whoa, 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 after her. And you know what? And I'm running after the dog. Can you imagine Reagan running after a little dog going, yield, stop, no. You know what? It got to the point where she would take off their animals. It'd be hot outside, and some days she wouldn't come back during the summer, and I would leave her outside all day long. I would teach her. You know what, the next day? She wouldn't go outside very long. She'd be like, no, I'm staying close to the house. You know what? Sometimes we yield ourselves to God because we get in trouble. You know, God shouldn't have to get our attention like that. You know, what happened to Lou when she would disobey me? I'd get really mad at her. I probably did some things that PETA people would not like. But you know what? I don't care. The dog may be mad sometimes. Aren't you glad that God doesn't pick you up and throw you across the room or leave you out to hang and dry when you're in trouble? When you say, hey, God, I'm in trouble. I'm yielding myself to you. I need you. I love you. Please take me back. You know what God does? The Bible says He forgives your sins, and he forgets. You know what? The Bible here in Romans says, verse 14 says, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace." I only have 2 points this morning. Yield yourself in salvation, yield yourself to service to God. But you know what? A lot of people, when they yield themselves to God in salvation, and many of us have, but if you haven't, you need to yield, you need to get saved before it's too late. But some of you, you're like me, you're like most of us. You've been saved, and you don't do anything. You sit there and you don't yield yourself to God in your service. You don't do anything for God. You don't let others know about his love. You don't tell anyone else about Christ. When a fellow Christian does something stupid, you know what you do? You say, "Ah, Danny, you loser." And you go to Seth and say, "Hey, can you believe Danny did this?" And you know what? You badmouth and you kick other people down. And you're not being a good service for God. You're not yielding yourself to God very well. Sometimes, I hate this phrase. I used to work with a lady. She used to say this all the time. She would sin. Like, we'd be going through work, and she would curse. I guess I can't copy what she would do, but she would curse, or she would get really mad at her boss, and she would say things that she shouldn't have said. And sometimes she would act, and she would do things she shouldn't do, but then I would look at her, and she knew I was a Christian, too. All of us were a Christian, and she would look at Velma and I, and Velma and I would be like, "Did you just do that?" And she goes, "I'm not perfect. I'm forgiven." You know, that's the lamest thing I've ever heard. If you're bought with a price, if you're supposed to glorify God in your spirit, if you're supposed to yield yourself to God, you know what you need to do? Yield yourself to God. Stop sinning. Stop doing what's wrong. You know, Lou would always, she would irritate me when she didn't obey. You know what? Does it irritate God when you don't obey? It breaks his heart. You know what? This worked for me in the print shop, so hopefully it works for me now. Is this the same piece of paper, yes or no?
Yes.
All right. I didn't put any super duper glue on it or anything like that. But you know what? Drum roll. No, sure. When we get put in life situations, and we say, "God, I'm going to yield myself to you. God, this makes no sense to me. I'm the same that I used to be, but I got up every day and read my Bible. God, I got up every day and I prayed. God, I obeyed my teacher today, even though sometimes she or he tells me stuff that I don't understand. God, I'm still obeying him. God, I don't understand why I'm going through these things." And hard times will come. We'll sit there. Whoop. "Please work. Please work. Please work." I did this one time in a nursing home and it worked fine. But now it doesn't want to work fine. It's because y'all are watching me. Whoop. Whoop. I just... Ah. Whoa. All right, here we go. Here we go. You know what? Y'all get the point. No, this is gonna work. It's going to yield unto me. I'm going to teach this paper a thing or two. I'm going to throw it across the room if it doesn't work for me. This is embarrassing. I just tried this out this morning. You know what? This paper is going to stay on this. No laughing, Stephen. No struggling. Well, this object lesson is ruined. You know what? It's yielding to me and holding up the cup slowly. Oh, no, it bent. No. All right, that's embarrassing, man. I've done this before, and it has worked. I don't understand why it's not working now. That's what happens when you don't yield yourself to God. You can't stay up. No. I'm going to get this, all right? Once I get this, we're going to end chapel. All right, here we go. It's embarrassing. It's really hot in here. Can someone open up a window? No. Aha! Yeah. Uh-huh! All right. No, no one move. All right. Here we go. See how I held it up the cup? All right. Snoopy was no match. He gave up a fight. And you know what? The devil's going to give you a fight like that, too. But you know what? If you just keep trusting in God and you keep at it, you know what? Did this crumble and fall? Sadly, it did. The first couple of times, it kind of moved a little, and I had to keep working with the cup to see if it could fit right. You know what? But you know what? Eventually, it held up. There's going to be times in your Christian life when you're going to yield yourself to God, and you're going to yield, and you're going to stumble and fall. But you know what? The Bible says a just man rises up again. Some stumble 7 times, and yet rises up again. You know what you need to do? You might fail, but keep going at it. God's word will never return void. God's word will always be there, and all you have to do is yield yourself to God. Neither yield your members, your body, your as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself, give yourself, move yourself unto God. As those, it says here, as those that are alive from the dead. That's talking about salvation. And your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Giving yourself to God. You know what? This might be a boring illustration until I epically failed. But you know what? It's so true in our lives. We've got to give ourselves to God. You will not be able to stand under life's pressure until you say, I can get far, Brother Mike. I'll show you, all you Christian Bible thumpers. You're not going to get far. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, be with us, Lord. We love you, and I pray that you just help us to have a great day. Lord, help us to yield ourselves to you. Lord, there's sometimes where we like to kick against the pricks, and we think we can stand by ourselves and yield by ourselves, but Lord, we can't. We need you, and we love you. God, I pray that if there's someone here that doesn't know you as their Savior, that they can trust you before it's too late. And God, if there's someone here that hasn't yielded themselves completely over to you and said, Lord, your will with me, I pray that you can just help them to trust in you.